another sign of the apocalypse. I'm John Johnson, and we'll talk about that next on MHSAA Perspective. When I saw the article online in the New York Times last weekend, I forwarded it to a couple of colleagues, and I typed into the subject line of my email, another sign of the apocalypse. I like to apply that term whenever I see something written about youth sports that is so far completely out of whack that nothing short of the vision of the four horsemen right out of the book of Revelation can describe it. The headline on the article read, "High School Players Forced to Choose in Soccer's New Way." It seems that the United States Soccer Federation wants exclusive access to what it deems to be the young men with the most potential to eventually represent our country in international competition. In other words, its plan would deprive those kids of the opportunity to play high school soccer. In my opinion, the club structure of soccer has thumbed its nose at high school soccer for a long time, promoting itself as the best path to college and other playing opportunities for those 1% or less who get there. Now its national governing body makes the circle complete. If you are one of the 3,000 players participating in the Development Academy program, one of its rules is that you cannot play high school soccer. The move has high school soccer coaches seething around the country. The move has parents as if their perspectives weren't twisted enough already, with a new red herring dangling in front of their faces. Now they're not only chasing the pipe dream of a college scholarship, but the total fantasy of playing for country and having to make a choice for their children at an all-too-young point in their lives. This is the ultimate example of a win-at-all-cost attitude, and the Federation tries to justify it all by wrapping itself up in the American flag. But I thought this was a democratic society, not a socialistic one. The move totally disregards the Amateur Sports Act of 1978, which requires national sports governing bodies in our country to minimize conflicts with schools and college programs. Folks, what the USSF is doing is illegal. There is a silver lining in all of it, though, and it's one I've expounded upon before. If one thinks that playing for a non-school program is so important that the high school experience is that lame, then that person is better off being in that non-school program. And I'm not just talking about soccer here. This is a problem in other sports. Skiing, swimming, and tennis come to mind immediately. So go be with your non-school team. You would be opening up an opportunity for a kid who really wants to be there and who would reap all the benefits of educational athletics. All the USSF is doing here in its quest to excel in international competition is sacrificing hundreds of young kids like roadkill by denying them the true opportunity of a lifetime. And that's playing high school sports. In a follow-up to an earlier perspective from this year, I had the opportunity recently to run into Eric Hartley from Mid-Michigan, who is up and around again after spending the holidays in the hospital getting a tumor removed from his back. Eric is a football and basketball official who had his officiating family, the Capital Area Officials Association, rally around his family during that tough time. They covered his officiating schedules and turned the game fees back to the Hartleys, and they were working with Eric's sons who were part of the MHSAA's legacy officiating program. Eric has returned to the classroom as a teacher at a local high school, and he has his sights set on being back in stripes in time for the 2012 football season in August. It was great to see Eric out and about, and we wish him well. Join us again next time for another edition of MHSAA Perspective, a production of the Michigan High School Athletic Association.